Before Mira could reply, the irrepressible Boorab came marching in, his nose a-twitch at the smell of food.
What's that? In charge of Redwall Abbey, young fella Miguel? Ha-ha! Well, you may be, but yours truly is in charge and command of the defences, what? Jolly old outer wall, and all who flippin' well patrol it. Responsibility is my middle name, don't you know?
Mira wrapped the hare's paw, which was straying dangerously close to the array of raspberry cream turnovers.
Then why aren't you out there carrying out your duties? The kitchen is no place for a commanding officer.
Boorab swaggered over to Fillorn, who had always been sympathetic to him, and gave her his best stiff upper lip smile.
Very observant of your beautiful daughter, ma'am. Everything's hunky-dory out on the ramparts. No vermin showing their louse-bound features about. All quiet and orderly, you might say. Thought I'd take the opportunity of popping in to check up on rations for the troops. One owes it to the lower-ranked chaps, you know. Officer has to feed the faces under his command. Me bounden duty, you see.
Fillorn curtsied to the hare and presented him with a turnover.
I understand, sir. Perhaps you'd like to sample one of these to make sure 'tis of the right quality for your wall guards.
Mira watched in amazement as the turnover vanished into the gluttonous hare's mouth. Licking his paws, Boorab closed both eyes and smacked his lips appreciatively.
First class, ladies. Absolutely top hole, what? A and B, the C of D, I'd say. Let me help you take the jolly trolley to my starving companions, freezing away the bitter night hours on the rugged rampart, what?
He trundled the cart off with Mira and Fillorn hurrying behind.
You shouldn't encourage him, Mama.
Mira whispered disapprovingly.
Starving companions, freezing away the bitter night? It's hardly a long while since they were last fed, and it's a warm summer night without even a breeze.
Fillorn watched the odd lanky figure hurrying across the lawn, taking great care not to spill any food from the trolley.
Don't be too hard on Boorab. His heart's in the right place, and he's always been very gallant and polite to me.
Mira linked paws with the mother as they followed the trolley.
You're too soft-hearted by far. Oh, and what does Boorab mean by A and B, the C of D? Sounds like some kind of code.
I asked him once. He said it's some old military saying.
Fillorn explained.
The first letters of the phrase, above and beyond the call of duty. A and B, the C of D. Apparently his grandsire learned it when he served with a group of hares called the Long Patrol.
When they reached the wall steps, Formal Brawl detailed six of her moles to carry the trolley up to the battlements. Mira had always admired the friendly mole leader, and she stroked Brawl's velvety paw affectionately.
Thank you, ma'am. I was wondering how we'd get a loaded trolley up there.